Welcome to a journey through Holy Week. We've nearly finished our journey to Resurrection Sunday, but we have one more day to talk about. I'm Ross, and I'm glad you're here. Today is Holy Saturday.
Today's reading is from John 19, 38 through 42. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there.
If there was ever an anticlimactic ending, today would be that day. Particularly in this passage, we don't see the scenes of celebration. We don't see the dynamic teaching. We don't even see anything that particularly dramatic. This passage, in its context, is incredibly ordinary. A radical leader of a rebellion was executed in a way that served as a warning to all that followed him, and a well-connected follower arranged to take care of the body to provide some level of dignity after a humiliating death. Make no mistake, at this point, everything looked finished. Not to mention, it was the day of preparation, so the body of our Lord had to be hastily wrapped and placed in a nearby tomb. The story was over. Those who had cried out Hosanna were now trying to figure out how they could avoid incriminating themselves further in this finished movement. His closest followers, his disciples, were dealing with a grief that didn't make any sense. Even if any of them had been paying attention, even if any of them had understood the many times Jesus tried to tell them that this would happen, I don't think any of them would be able to escape the grief. They had followed a man that they thought would change the world. They had taken part in a movement that had made blind men see and brought people back from the dead. But now their dear teacher was hastily wrapped in a tomb. There is no hope around Holy Saturday. After all the noise and chaos of the week, today is filled with a terrible silence. But don't miss what God might be saying to you today. If you're experiencing grief, Jesus and those who first followed him know how you feel. This story also makes me think of an earlier passage in the book of John where Jesus tells us that through him we can have life and life to the full. For a long time, I assumed that life to the full meant only days like Palm Sunday. But life to the full includes days like Holy Saturday. But the promise of being in the family of God is that he is always with us, even on days where it truly feels like he is nowhere to be found. As we listen to today's scripture again, pay attention to what God might bring to mind. Pause this podcast if you have to, and don't forget to check out the free downloadable A Journey Through Holy Week resource that we've prepared to help you and your family and your church journey through this Holy Week together. We've almost arrived at Resurrection Sunday, but don't miss what God might say to you today.
Today's reading is from John 19, 38 through 42. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there.
A Journey Through Holy Week is a product of Awana Audio and a special edition of the Resilient Disciples podcast. Huge thanks to Mia from Chicago and the team at Awana who made this podcast happen. Subscribe to the Resilient Disciples podcast wherever you listen and go to resilientdisciples.com for more resources on child discipleship all year long. Thank you for listening. Thank you for journeying with us. We'll talk tomorrow.